Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Every time new stadiums come around, people start thinking about things they want to have there. Nice size parking lot, parking spots, okay? To where when you open your door, you don't hit somebody else's door. When they open theirs, they don't hit yours. You want to make sure that the bathrooms work consistently, don't get clogged up all the time. But you know what? Food and drink always make people happy. If they have great choices from food, if they have great choices of drinks, they will come in there and they will spend those astronomical prices, as it always is. So we were going through some stuff and figured that we wanted to find out from you all the top three food products you would like to have when a new stadium is built. And Jeff came up with it, and he's already chomping at the bit to make sure he can give us his list. So I'm going to go into the studio right here and find out. Jeff, what is your top three?
Okay, so before I give my menu items, first, we need to model our food prices after the Atlanta Falcons. They have $20 gets you like 3-4 things.
Yeah, but Atlanta prices overall not like it is in D.C.
Yeah, I know. I just want that. This is just my wants here, all right?
Well, I think you need to just start with the food products because you're not going to get that.
$20 for chicken tenders is insane.
Do you buy them anyway?
Sometimes. Sometimes. <Yeah. laughs> All right, but first, number one, we need tacos in the building. They got to be there. They're probably there already, but tacos have to be there.
And they got to have the jalapeno cheese.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I don't know why people have that regular
like
cheese.
They should do like a taco bar. Next thing, dude, I know you said this already, but I got to get specific. We need that. Pause. D-City Smokehouse have smoke.
All right.
With the chili cheese, with the brisket on it.
All right.
We need that in there. And I think lastly, we need, this used to be at Nats Stadium. You could either get loaded nachos or loaded fries. But the quantity, dog, you could have shared those nachos with like three people and y'all all would have been full. I'll be sold on. That's just the three things.
But you did nachos twice, dog.
Nah, tacos and nachos.
Oh, tacos and nachos. Okay.
Yeah, tacos and nachos. But the loaded nachos is it's slash fries. Because
so you could, instead of chips, you can have fries.
Yes. And
yeah, heart attack on the platter.
It used to be at Nats Park. I forgot what the place was called, but they used to have these huge. It was like a mountain of nachos, bro. It was
that's good. How you never got. That's why you never got the Aaron Donald size. That's why you went the other way. All right, Brian, what's yours? Your three top things, and it needs to be some adult items here too.
Yeah, I think the Jack Daniel's fun drink is just sitting in the face of a marketing campaign there with Jaden Daniels. I mean, you have to put that together somehow.
We said food. You went straight to drinks. This
you
is food, dog.
Like a...
Drink. That's not a damn food. We okay. See where your head at.
damn. The food.
Hey, he said, "The hell with the food. I want some Jack Daniels."
Well, I don't know. When I go to a game, it's like get a drink and food. So.
Yeah. I would let it slide on the list. Because it's food
but you
and
said
drink.
Food products, man.
All right. I mean, but it's food and
all right,
drink.
All right.
Food
go ahead. All right.
Let's go.
All right. You just changed the
okay,
damn
well,
rules
then
all
does
time.
A big ice cream sundae count as food?
Ice cream sundae, I guess. That's dessert, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll put that
so you
on
want
there.
Jack Daniel's and ice cream sundae. Your stomach going to be blowing up, dog.
Yeah.
what else?
I really like the big chicken finger buckets, so maybe one of those.
So I basically got an alcoholic kid here. He want ice cream sundae, some chicken nuggets, and a Jack Daniels drink.
Pretty much.
All right. So I'll let you go with that. All right, Chris, let's go to you. See if you're going to be a little different than what Brian was.
Yeah. I hope so. All right. So, like, first, I want to get some tots, man. I want to get some tots. And we could do, like, a plain one regular, that's fine, but do that, like, nacho style where they dump all the toppings on it.
The loaded one?
Yeah. Yeah, man, give me some loaded tops. But you have a plain option, too. But, you know, you got to have the loaded tots, too, like the onions and all the other stuff on it. All
right.
I would say, I don't know if you're into, like, Roman Rooster, man. They got that hot honey sandwich, man. I'd die for that, man. I'd love to have that.
The chicken?
Chicken sandwiches.
I like those. All that hot honey and Nashville stuff. All
the
that
honey butter one, too,
I like
man.
All that stuff.
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome for a game. And
I don't think Brian would eat that because that's not good for his little stomach.
And this wouldn't be all the same game, but just to have another option, man, I would love to have something like a pastrami sandwich somewhere, man. Some sort of nice cut pastrami, either on a bagel or on like a rye bread, something like that. Either way, would love it.
I want some fried catfish. And you know what my specific question would be? It has to be catfish. I'm tired of people in this area up here telling me it's fried catfish when it's damn tilapia or sway.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't fool me. The taste is not the same. The texture is not the same.
Yeah.
Stop doing it. Because, you know, in Louisiana, if you tell people it's catfish and it's not, you could get sued.
Yeah.
And the same thing should happen up here. So I'm going to let you know, if I come in your place of business and you tell me it's catfish and I know it's not, we're going to have problems. I'm going to find out if I can sue you up here, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go see Pleasant. Check out my man, Vinny. What's up, Vinny? How you doing, brother?
B. Mitch, what's going on, fellas? What's
chilling,
going
baby.
On, Cramp? Hey, look, I got two things. I don't have a full list. But, you know, we get those so small and puny slices of Papa John's pizza up at the Commander Stadium. Man, can we get some nice New York-style fulfilling, you know, type pepperoni sausage pieces, some meat lovers pieces up there, man. Because, you know, I mean, those little puny pepperoni pieces from Papa John's don't be doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And my second one, you know, it's real cold in D.C., you know what I'm saying, during these winter games, October through December. How about we get a nice ramen bar, something that fulfilling, some warm soup, something that can get these fans still
like that,
energetic and going, you know, something real nice and smooth like that. So those are my two choices, brothers. I'm going to go
all right, Vinny. Appreciate it, man. I'll tell you one thing. If they get a ramen bar, I know it's going to be at every game. My damn baby daughter. That is the ramen queen right there, boy.
Hey, that's a great idea for,
it is, because
for the
like,
winter game.
When it's a winter game, you want to, like, we would have, like, chicken broth and stuff on the sideline. Hell, I know the fans, they need to be out there cheering. Listen, I sat outside one time when it was cold. I have newfound respect for fans. Let me just say it like that.
No, we used to at RFK, man, those really cold, like, December games that we were talking, mm-hmm. We used to fight over who got to hold the bucket of, like, the fries because it was hot. Everything else was, like, cold. But who, like, us kids, we were like, no, I'm holding the fries today.
Hey, there you. Well, Brian, you on to something with that Jack Daniel, man, for a cold game, bro. That'd be good for you, too, huh?
Right.
Let's go to Silver Spring. Check out Brandon. Brandon, what's your food choices, man?
Oh, man, I'm so hungry now. Oh, Jesus Christ. And I had like three meals already.
Wow.
All right. I have my daughter, the 11-year-old, wants high-quality ice cream. That's hers. For the, you know, for the first 2 months, I think ice cream would be good. Good uh-huh. quality. And I like pastrami. I like that type of...
Yeah.
That's what I like, pastrami, corned beef. I mean, if you're going there and don't want to spend money, then you're whatever. You got to spend some money. Have some fun.
Yeah. Get your hair down.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Take care. I noticed a lot of people just had two. They didn't have three.
I can make up for that. Hey,
what else you want, Jeff?
Hey, yo, we gotta think about the kids too. We gotta think about the kids. They should put a candy shop in the stadium.
First of all,
that would be dope.
Giving my kids candy when they're supposed to be sitting around for a while.
So you gonna think about candy, and then all of a sudden, then you're not forgetting that they put a candy shop and your kid wants the candy. You're gonna be going to the dentist eventually.
Hey, that's cool. I mean, bro, it's a game. We're all
breaking our diets. Suggest stuff like that. People that don't have kids.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. Yeah. Whenever I get my nieces and nephews, load them up. And guess what? Yeah. And send them back home.
If they gotta go to the damn dentist, I'm gonna call you and make Uncle Jeff go pay for it.
Oh nah, never mind. I'm gonna start handing out celery on Halloween.
You know, candy shop.
That would be cool for the kids, man. I mean, come on, man. It's a game. They already eating ice cream, cotton candy.
I'll be honest with you, like I forgot the name of the place. The place that have the crab like spring roll. You got crab meat inside. That place is outstanding, dog. Then there's another place I know I go by my man. He does the ribs and the brisket and stuff. It's like pregame. I normally go there before I go to the desk, bruh. He's from out there, I think, in Sterling area. Food's good, bruh. The man got wings, all that. Then he got another place with the catfish and the fried shrimp.
Speaking of wings, we need a wing bar.
Yeah, you need a wing bar.
Wing bar. I'm talking buffalo, barbecue,
Cajun.
Mumbo.
Gotta get Cajun.
Yeah, dry rubs. We need some dry rubs.
Yeah. So we throwing out, put our stuff out there. But they're supposed to have so many places right around it. So we're going to see. You know, you're going to have inside the stadium, got to step it up, because if they're going to have other restaurants around, you got to step it up. Or people going to eat before they come into your place. But there are a lot of places out there that really, really take care of it. All right. Q-Ball in D.C. What's up, brother? What kind of food you want in the new stadium?
I want B. Mitch's, your specialty.
The gumbo?
The gumbo, brother.
Hey, man. Look.
Listen, tell him to make some money.
Hey, I'm gonna pay you now.
All right.
But I definitely want the B. Mitch gumbo. You talk about it so much during the winter season. I was like, man, how can I get some of B. Mitch's gumbo, man?
Well, man,
it's gotta have some shrimp in it.
Oh, shrimp! You gotta have that. We got shrimp, sausage, chicken, and our crab.
Can I throw this in too, brother?
What up?
So Johnny Rockets, I'm like the worst fan of their product. Those little dinky hot dogs, and they boil them. I can't do a boiled hot dog, bro. You got to put some flame on it.
Put it on the grill. Yeah, grill my dog.
A real half smoke. You know, it don't have to be Ben's chili bowl, but something like a real. Man, I need two or three of them to make one big half smoke.
All right, I got you.
That's where I'm at.
I thought half smokes used to be bigger. They used to be way bigger.
But you notice everything is getting smaller and the prices are getting bigger. You got to stop that. All right, let's close out with John in Percival. John, what do you need at the stadium, new stadium?
Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man.
Hey, when those cold days in November, December, I need a big bowl of meat chili with a big slab of cornbread.
All right, and you'll need some cayenne pepper in there to make that thing heat your body up, too.
Oh, yeah, and that'll make the beer go down a little better, too.
All right. Take care, man. Appreciate your call.
Take care, Brian.
All right, we're going to take us a break here. When we get back, we're going to make some bets. Well, we already know JP is 0-1. Well, did he win last night, Brian? Brian, you'll let us know later. Don't worry about it. All right? We'll do that on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.